Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Bag Room. I'm Ryan Ballingy. It's great to have you here. Brad Holder joins me today. He is head of marketing for the folks at Callaway Apparel, which is part of Perry Ellis International. They've been doing great apparel for years. You may have some in your closet, you may not, but they have a new line ready for this time of year, which is really my favorite time of year for fashion, which is getting to the colder months of the year. So great to have Brad on to talk with us. Brad, first, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. What are you most excited about that you're working on right now? With your team at Callaway Apparel.
Ryan, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Every day is exciting in golf. We're certainly looking at new product for next year. But honestly, if you, to answer, I'm most excited about Max Grazerman. Max Grazerman's a Callaway Apparel pro. He wears our premium collection. Max has had a great season. You know, like most rookies, you kind of got to get comfortable out there and get your footing. But to see Max the last 2 or 3 weeks be right there at the top of the leaderboard has been super exciting. So we're pumped for Max.
Yeah, he's had a tremendous run. Unfortunately, a little bit snake bit there at the end of the Wyndham Championship. But being front and center, wearing Callaway apparel, what does that mean for your brand to have that exposure to that PGA Tour audience at 6 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon when the most people are watching PGA Tour each week?
Yeah, you see an athlete wearing the product and how he's performing under pressure and obviously you like you said Wyndham, you're out in Tennessee at FedEx and then Wyndham the week before and it's hot and he's sweating. So honestly, his the product performs so well for him. He texts me after the rounds and talks about, I love this stuff. I love the fit. I love the feel. He needs more pants, wants more of this, more of that color. So to know that it's part of their game, that idea of look good, feel good, play good, again, kind of corny, but that's real, And so to know that he's out there competing at the highest level, and like you said, a little snake bit, cart paths and darkness are tough to play through sometimes, but golf is golf, right? Like, and that's what Max said is, the wins will come. And yeah, it means a lot. He's got a Callaway logo on his hat. He's a Callaway equipment player, so obviously the fan is kind of seeing that first and foremost. Where fans aren't looking at shirts necessarily, but they also see him looking proper, looking with a good fit, feeling comfortable. So yeah, it's a I don't want to oversell it, but apparel's part of your game, right?
Yeah, it really matters. I mean, confidence is a big thing in golf. And if you feel like you look good, if you feel like you're feeling good, that goes a long way. Being uncomfortable out there, especially with seven figure sums on the line, is probably a non-starter for these professionals.
Yeah, exactly. So no, so it's great. But yeah, Max on TV time on the weekends is where sponsors get really excited because that's come and they want to find it. And trust me, when our website sees more clicks, we see more people shopping for what he's wearing. Harry Hall has been wearing Callaway apparel this year, so he had a good win on tour. So when those guys are on leaderboards, we see the activity. Customers see it walking into shops too, for sure.
So we're getting into the time of year of fall. Fall golf is my favorite time of year for golf, even better than summer in my view. But I also live in the mid-Atlantic where it gets extremely hot in the summer. So maybe I'm a little biased. But what I've always enjoyed about Callaway apparel is that it has both a tremendous amount of versatility to it in terms of the color palettes you guys pick, the patterns that you pick, and also at the same time has a lot of technical fabric, technical application that goes into it that the consumer probably doesn't see. How do you try to kind of create something? How do you blend something and market it to a consumer where you want them to know what goes into the fabric, what goes into the material that they're wearing, while at the same time also making something they could wear pretty much anywhere at any time?
It's a great question. I think you hit the nail on the head that the consumer is definitely looking for that crossover product. You can wear it on the course. It feels like it's right. It's fits right for your golf game. But you're gonna hop in the car. You're picking up your kids. You're going to dinner. You might be in the office. I mean, golf apparel is kind of the uniform for most guys. Going to the office. So the product needs to work hard in all those areas. And I'm always blown away. I get the benefit of, sending it to the tour pros, doing great photo shoots, putting it up on our Instagram channel. But whenever I do send product to players, media, guys like you, athletes, they all want that comfort, and that versatility. So, there's a secret sauce in the technology. Our product team, being part of Perry Ellis means that we have great relationships with fabric manufacturers, special special synthetics and blends, so that really it's not like when, you know, the moisture wicking, the kind of the UV protection, it's not stuff that's going to wash off after a couple, you know, a couple washings. Like, it truly is baked into the knitting, the yarn, the fabric, the way it's put together, the way it's constructed. And then when you take that and you can get a feel, and there's things like Polygiene and Aquapel, and those again are kind of ingredients that give you that really soft feel in your hand. Makes it last, you know, washing after washing. We have a new hoodie that really, I guess it's kind of like blending all those worlds. It has Aquapel technology, which is the makes the water kind of bead and roll off the fabric. You hit a little bit of drizzle. It has thermal properties with PrimaLoft, which is that nice cozy kind of thermal you know, insulation almost. But then it has that construction that is in a hoodie that's not too heavy, not too light. It's really just, I didn't mean to rhyme, it's just right there. But like, you know, I live down the street from Callaway Equipment, and when I send the guys in corporate, their product guys, their fitters, their sales reps, they all want that hoodie, and they all want the new premium cashmere sweaters. And so, you know, we have great everyday polos, but if you want to step it up a little bit with just a nicer piece, like, we have some really great pieces that, again, the guys at Callaway are, that's what they're asking for.
And that's one other thing I've always liked about Callaway is there is a breadth of not only style and versatility, but also a variety of price points that you can make something that's a kind of basic staple at a reasonable cost and something very high end at that higher end of the range. Not exorbitant, but higher end for someone who wants to invest in a good quality garment. And you
Yeah,
can pick both and match them together pretty well.
it really is. Again, you know, it sounds a little corny, but just that good, better, best. Like, we're all shopping at different price points. Sometimes you want to splurge, get the nicest thing possible, and sometimes you want to look for some value. And I don't think we're ashamed to say we offer those products at different, you know, because you have multiple seasons, you have core items, you have new fashion, there's new technology. Yeah, the best of our best, our premium collection, our Stormguard outerwear. Some of the new layering pieces, really nice quality at good value, but definitely at a price point that is, you know, it's something that you're investing in because it's going to last. But yeah, if you're, you know, if you're looking for something a little more everyday, certainly for like tournament programs and, you know, accounts that we work with, they're looking for something that's affordable that they can, you know, get out to 100 guests, members at a club. So we really do offer all that. And you know, I guess it's cool too because the team, our product team, has mastered our big and tall spec. So as much as we have a very clean, modern, standard fit, we make a big and tall spec that for the bigger guys out there, they absolutely swear by it. It gives you everything you need with that length, kind of the width, and it doesn't come untucked, et cetera. So you can still look the part no matter, you know, no matter what size you're rocking. So that's something that we take a lot of pride in, is really like fitting all.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, you cast a net for the wide variety of golfer, wherever that is. And I have always appreciated that about Callaway apparel as well. Is I would imagine every kind of fashion brand kind of struggles with the idea of giving people what they want now, but getting them to where you want them to be next and trying to figure out what that is and how you transition that. How does that happen? Does that happen over the course of a season, 2 seasons? I mean, what does that look like, and how do you all plan that out?
Yeah, it's fascinating. It plays out over the course of, I'd say, 2 years, with like a really good feedback loop that's constantly happening on us like twice a year. So for right now, you know, our obviously we have a fall collection that's in market. This collection was designed like a year ago, you know, and it was manufactured in the last 6 months and shipping into shops right now. So our team, like right now, they're designing spring of 26, you know, like, think about how crazy that is, a year and a half out. You know, it's not going to go to actually be made for, you know, another 6 months, but that manufacturing timeline really is, it's like a year. And so we get real-time feedback from consumers through our website and Instagram, and, you know, our pros are, they give us a lot of really good feedback on performance. But certainly we have big, you know, big accounts and partners of ours, whether it's department store, sporting goods, or, you know, club pros, that share, hey, this sold well, this didn't. So whether it's stripes, solids, patterns, certain collar styles, the team is surprisingly good at basically getting into a crystal ball, taking a little bit of feedback of what you're hearing now, and kind of projecting, okay, this is where guys and gals are going to, this is what they want to see maybe a year from now or 2 years from now. Some of it does come from like fashion trends and maybe a color. Like, okay, 2026 is going to be all about purple. I'm making that up, but there are color trends that you can kind of see coming, and they rotate. So yeah, it's a bit of listening because you don't want to miss the market, but there is an element of getting more aggressive maybe with a logo treatment that someone might not expect. Or maybe on the other end, actually, a lot of our product now is getting more minimalistic. So it's kind of the quiet luxury, not big logos, but like the branding is very subtle. So those are trends that may reverse, right? 5 years from now, the logos might be big again, but we try to be kind of on trend without being trendy, if that makes sense, So yeah, but it's an art more than a science.
Last question for you. You mentioned the hoodie earlier as a popular piece that you've heard and a lot of good feedback about. You personally, what are you into in your own brand of Callaway Apparel? What are you most into? What are you most into that's in this new summer fall collection?
So when I'm out on the course, I do still usually opt for a quarter zip. I play at a place where I can keep my polo untucked, and so I just love a pair of our shorts. One of our premium, I love our premium polos. Just it feels really good at the sleeve length and kind of at the waist. I love how they fit. And then I throw on one of our Aquapel quarter zips, and I can keep it rolled up in the bag. I'm not very good at, I jam it in there, and I can pull it out at any time during the round. And they really do have that kind of shake it out, and it's wrinkle free. I'm sure our lawyers wouldn't approve me saying wrinkle free, but you know what I mean? It's like it really feels like the product never has that beat up look. So it's really good to pack in suitcases, really good to put in your bag. But things like this new hoodie, which just dropped this fall, it's my favorite. And that's, if I'm flying or going out to dinner with my wife, like I do throw on the hoodie quite a bit, but I still golf in the quarter zip. So that's me at least.
Hey, that we like what we like. And like you said earlier, when you feel good and you feel like you look good and you play better. And that's what it comes down to.
Agreed.
Brad Holder, thanks so much for spending some time with me. I really appreciate it. Again, if everyone wants to find out more about this fall line, the summer fall line, go to callawayapparel.com. Check it out for yourself. Always a lot of great offerings there at callawayapparel.com. Brad, thanks again.
Thanks, Ryan. Good to catch up.